But what truly devastated Jobs was that he was not, after all, chosen as the man of the year. As he later told me, Time decided they were going to make me man of the year, and I was 27, so I actually cared about stuff like that. I thought it was pretty cool. They sent out Mike Moritz to write a story. We're the same age, and I had been very successful, and I could tell he was jealous, and there was an edge to him. He wrote this terrible hatchet job. So the editors in New York get this story and say, we can't make this guy man of the year. That really hurt, but it was a good lesson. It taught me to never get too excited about things like that, since the media is a circus anyway. They FedExed me the magazine, and I remember opening the package, thoroughly expecting to see my mug on the cover, and it was this computer sculpture thing. I thought, huh? And then I read the article, and it was so awful that I actually cried. In fact, there's no reason to believe that Moritz was jealous, or that he intended his reporting to be unfair. Nor was Jobs ever slated to be Man of the Year, despite what he thought. That year, the top editors, I was then a junior editor there, decided early on to go with the computer rather than a person, and they commissioned, months in advance, a piece of art from the famous sculptor George Siegel to be a gatefold cover image. Ray Cave was then the magazine's editor. We never considered Jobs, he said. You couldn't personify the computer, so that was the first time we decided to go with an inanimate object. We never searched around for a face to be put on the cover.